Hi, everyone. I am Courtney White, and this is Jackson Walker Fast Takes. Jackson Walker is only as strong as their employees, and recruiting plays an important role in recruiting and attracting the next generation of talent. Jackson Walker offers a first half summer program, which typically starts in mid-May and runs for 9 weeks, with summer associates required to work for a minimum of 6 weeks. Today, I have Megan Peer, the Director of Associate Recruiting, here to discuss the recruiting process for law students. Megan, thank you for coming on the podcast with me today.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm excited to be here and always love talking about recruiting.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to talk about recruiting because 1L recruiting has changed so much since I was in law school. I graduated in 2009 and it's 2023. So I would love to have a discussion about how the 1L recruiting process works now.
Yeah, great point. I've been doing law school recruiting for over 12 years now, and law school recruiting used to change every 3 to 5 years, and now we are really seeing law school recruiting change almost annually now. And so 1L recruiting has become really important, especially in the Texas market. We fill half of our summer associate class with 1L summer associates, and the other half of the class is 2L summer associates. And so with the 1L recruiting, it's so important your first semester to really get involved and meet law firms and network, but also your grades are important. And so it's almost like, how do you do it all? And so really looking forward to talking about this.
I'd love to know, how different is 1L recruiting from 2L recruiting? I know when I was in law school, everyone talked a lot about OCI. It was super important to understand those dates and deadlines. But from my understanding now, that is really shifted. So I'd love to have this discussion about how being a 1L or a first-year law student and that recruiting process differs from being a second-year law school student.
Yeah, great question. 1L recruiting is different in a sense where it's more driven by the law students to seek out opportunities and to attend events. As a law firm, we partner a lot with student organizations, affinity groups, law school-sponsored events, and we also work a lot with Texas clubs with the out-of-state law schools. And so we're hosting a lot of events with those student organizations for 1Ls, really teaching them about the 1L process, when to apply, and really just educating them about who Jackson Walker is and why we would be a great fit for them. And so a lot of 1Ls, you know, you would know about those opportunities if you were able to join those student organizations. That's really important to know your first semester of law school, is really try to get tied in to the different student organizations at your law school. And then the real big difference with 2L recruiting is there's a very formal OCI, which is on-campus interview process, that is hosted by the law schools. Whereas 1L recruiting, it's not as a formal of a process. 1L recruiting is really just job postings that are posted on every law firm's websites that you have to go to individually and apply online to those job postings. Versus 2L recruiting, where your law school is hosting these big interview days where the law firms are coming on campus and you can meet the law firms kind of in like one big day. And so the 1L, you have to be much more tied into the timing and the firms you want to apply to and those deadlines to make sure you're getting your application in on time.
That's so helpful for 1L students to know, because I can definitely say my 1L year, my focus was making sure I was super focused on my grades, and I was really afraid to get involved in student organizations. So I'm so thankful that you mentioned that. I'd love to now talk about our summer associate program, which I think is amazing, but of course I'm biased. And I'd love to know if we can just give any law students or anyone listening a little bit of information on what they'll experience during the summer.
Yeah, I love our summer associate program too. Our firm does a really great job of really giving summer associates a picture of what it would be like to be a junior associate at Jackson Walker. And it's exciting. You get to work on actual client work, almost like a day in the life of what a junior associate would be doing. And you also get to attend any kind of opportunities that are happening during the time you're here with our attorneys. And so that could be client meetings, closings, negotiations, depositions, trials, etc. To get to see our attorneys in action every day is a really selling point for us and for law students to see, you know, when you go to law school, you're learning how to be a lawyer, but when you're here in the summer, you're seeing what is it actually like to be a lawyer. We also host a mock trial event in all of our cities during the summer, which is sometimes a fan favorite and sometimes really scary for anyone interested on the transactional side. But I will tell you, every year we have a summer associate who thought they wanted to do transactional. And after the mock trial, they're calling me telling me, I think I want to do litigation now. It's really fun to see them get to really experience that and see people shine and people that thought they might have been so scared about it really just love it in the end. We also host a lot of fun social events weekly. In the social events, it's really an opportunity for all of the law students to really get to know our attorneys. Our attorneys are just such special people, and we want to make sure by the end of the summer, everyone's had an opportunity to get to know each other. And we also want to showcase our cities. If you've never lived in the city before of where our Jackson Walker office is, we want to give you a glimpse into, you know, what makes Dallas special, what makes Austin or Houston or San Antonio or Fort Worth special. And so we're really just trying to show you different areas of town and different ideas of, you know, opportunities in those cities. We also are really tied into our community, so we always host a volunteer community event in all of our cities. And then we also have our big firm-wide event every year, which is my favorite, where we get all of our summer associates together, traditionally in our Dallas office, where everyone flies up to attend for a two-day event. And we have guest speakers, we have our firm-wide managing partner, we have our fun annual firm-wide summer associate challenge event, which gets pretty heated every year. And it's just a really good time to also meet the summer associates from the other offices, because when you start as a first-year associate, firm-wide, those are your resources that you're going to have to pick up the phone and call and ask those questions that you might not want to ask the partner, or to refer work across practice groups. And so you make those connections now as a 1L that will be with you throughout your whole career.
I absolutely love watching the summer associates at the statewide summer associate event, because you're exactly right. They are building lifelong collegial friendships and relationships that will benefit them personally and professionally. So I love that aspect, the statewide summer associate event. And the challenge event is always fun as well. We are a bit competitive at JW, so it's always fun to see people interact. And before we close out the podcast, we've talked about a lot of different things with recruiting and our amazing program. I'd love if we can leave everyone listening with some helpful tips to keep in mind during the recruiting season, which, from my understanding, has really just kicked off for us.
Yeah. So 1L recruiting officially kicked off on November 1. For those 1Ls listening, just a couple things to keep in mind is that the recruiters will be your secret weapon. Feel free to always reach out to us, email us, call us, message us on LinkedIn. We are here to help you, and we want you as a candidate. And so we want to really connect you to our attorneys and, you know, get you in the door. And also remember, we host Home for the Holidays events in our larger offices in Houston and Dallas. And so we'd love for you to come if you're here the end of December or early January, to come to those cities and get to meet our attorneys and kind of get a feel for what those offices are like. And don't forget to apply online, but feel free to email us too if you have any questions about the process or if you're looking for any advice during this application season. And then just one last thing to leave you with is, don't forget that you are interviewing the firm just as much as we are interviewing you. So make sure that you're really asking the firm questions for the topics that you value, and that you're not just hearing those buzzword answers, but really ask the recruiters and the attorneys you're meeting with for examples when they're telling you, you know, their answers. So like, for example, Jackson Walker, We're a very people-first culture, and so I've been at JW for over 16 years now, and the firm has never laid off staff or attorneys since I've been here. And people just really take the time to know you on a personal level, and you're not just a cog in the wheel. I walk down the hall and people know my name, they know my daughter's name, they always ask how she is. And so I think it's just really great that people invest in you from the start through your whole career. So if that's something that's really important to you, just make sure that you're asking those questions so you can get a real inside look into what these firms are like.
Megan, your tips and advice have been so helpful, and I loved learning just a little bit more about our recruiting process. So thank you so much for joining the podcast today. For more information and additional JW Fast Take podcasts and webinars, please visit jw.com/fast.